Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Mrs. Feminist Podcast. Today, we are doing kind of just a fun episode, and then I've got a really big announcement to share with you guys at the very end of this. So, hold tight, and let's dive right in. Just tell Mama I'm okay, okay. So I'm from Calgary, Alberta, Canada, and something that my family has enjoyed doing for many generations is hunting. Now I know that hunting kind of freaks out some people because if you haven't grown up with it, I totally get that it's very weird to think of people like dressing in camo and just whipping out their guns and driving around shooting helpless animals. But that is so not the case. My family has always been very diligent about making sure they follow all the hunting safety laws and that they're doing it in a really, really ethical way. So growing up, my brother and I were taught all of the gun safety laws, how to safely handle a gun, how to be around a gun, all that stuff, because it is really important that you are making sure that you are being safe, because at the end of the day, it is a firearm. And then with the actual hunting itself, we were taught how to have a lot of respect for the process. So making sure that we use as much of the animal as we can, whether that's the hide and the meat, the bones, all of that, making sure that when you do shoot, you're doing it as like a kill shot so that the animal doesn't suffer, making sure that you are only shooting stuff you've got permission to on the land you've been given permission to hunt on. And something else that's really great about having a family that hunts is that we've been able to give back to our community a lot. So growing up, we always had lots of fresh deer meat in our freezer, and when there were families in need who were struggling to put food on the table, we were able to give them that and to bless them in that way. And so it's been very like altruistic as well, which I really love. So don't send PETA to me, I'll laugh in their faces. So when I met John, he was like, Allie, your family is a bunch of rednecks. And he went hunting with my dad the first season, hunting season that we were dating for. And he came back and he was like, yeah, that was really fun, but like, I met your crazy uncles and your family's a bunch of rednecks. And I was like, oh, John, you think you're so hilarious, you West Coast Vancouver tree hugger. And so it's been really funny because over the years, he's gotten more and more into hunting. And now this season was the first season that he got tags and he got his license and all that stuff. So he got to actually participate in the act of hunting itself, not just kind of tag along. And he has been so into it. He's like on the ball. He's got all these plans for what he's going to do with the meat and the hides. And he is like Mr. Joe Hutt, like the face of Cabela's and Bass Pro. So now Jonathan is a bit of a redneck. I was joking about it with him, and it made me think of this comedian named Jeff Foxworthy. And he has this whole bit where he comes on stage and he's got like either camel pants on or like old Levi's, just like a ripped plaid shirt, beer in his hand, an old dirty baseball cap. He puts on this really thick southern drawl, and his whole bit is just him going, "You might be a redneck if..." And then he'll say whatever. So I looked up a couple of his best ones. So he'll go like, "You might be a redneck if you think the stock market has a fence around it. You might be a redneck if your mother has ammo on her Christmas list. And in the spirit of hunting, you might be a redneck if you have the local taxidermist number on speed dial." So that's kind of the whole bit. You might be a redneck if. So I was thinking, well, what about feminism? What are the things that we go, oh, you might be a feminist if, because I have so many people who are like, I'm not a feminist. Feminism is for crazy women burning their bras and hating men. And it's like, okay, well, what about this? Do you believe that women should have equal access to education? And of course, they're going to be like, well, yeah, obviously, but I'm not a feminist. And it's like, well, if you believe in equality of the sexes, then you're kind of a feminist. So I was thinking, what if we had a whole special on You Might Be a Feminist If? Because here in Alberta, deer hunting season is only for November if you're using firearms, I guess. But anyways, hunting season is upon us, and it is soon to be over in place of the Christmas season. So for all of you hunters out there who are out on the road looking for that big buck, I hope you enjoy this next bit. And maybe by the end of it, you'll realize that not only are you a hunter, but you are also a feminist. First, you might be a feminist if you believe that men and women should have equal access to education. Did you know that globally 130 million girls are not attending primary or secondary school? And in some places where girls are attending school, they are literally having acid thrown on them by men trying to prevent them from getting an education. You might be a feminist if you think it's sad, if not slightly funny, that there are more men named John running major companies as CEOs than there are women of any name running major companies as CEOs. Thanks for nothing, John. You might be a feminist if you believe that women should get to eat. 60% of those undernourished worldwide are girls, simply because in many cultures it's custom for the men to eat first, then the women to kind of have the scraps. You might be a feminist if you get annoyed with people assuming your interests based on your gender. I always get asked to look at pictures of kids, and they'll be like, oh, look at that baby, and I'm like supposed to be gaga over it because I'm a woman. Listen, most babies look like little freaky aliens, and I'm over it, and I don't want to see a picture of that baby. So, listen, if I compliment your baby, that's a big compliment, because I don't compliment a lot of babies. Show me pictures of puppies instead. Okay. You might be a feminist if the fact that one in three women will be assaulted either sexually or physically by their partner or a stranger at some point in their lifetime chills you to the bone. I work in an office where there are three of us who are women. This means that statistically one of us is going to be assaulted at some point in our lives. You might be a feminist if you have ever recognized your privilege over someone else and it's made you really uncomfortable. Well, our privilege is unavoidable. The most honorable and feminist thing you can do with your privilege is to help others. But just remember, you don't need to be a voice for the voiceless. They have a voice, so pass the mic. You might be a feminist if you oppose FGM. So FGM is female genital mutilation. This is a harrowing practice in which a girl's clitoris is cut off to prevent her from experiencing sexual pleasure. This comes from a belief that women are property used for male sexual gratification or procreation only. And before y'all come at me with, well, male circumcision is like the same thing and that's okay. No, it is not. Why? Ask a woman in your life and she'll fill you in. And trust me, she will give you a piece of her day in mind. And by the way, FGM, an internationally recognized human rights violation, affects 200 million women worldwide today. You might be a feminist if you support the LGBTQ+ community, since feminism fights for equality for everyone. By fighting for equal rights for the LGBTQ+ community, you are being a fantastic feminist. You might be a feminist if unfair dress codes have ever filled you with the anger of 1,000 burning suns. Guess what, y'all? It's not my fault if my bare shoulder gives some gross, horny 12-year-old an uncomfortable pants situation. Furthermore, my worth is not dependent on how high my shirt's collar is. And Furthermore, can we stop sending girls home from school to change? When we do this, we are valuing their supposed modesty over their literal education. You might be a feminist if you think it's heartbreaking that American women serving in Iraq or Afghanistan are more likely to be raped by a comrade than killed by an enemy. You might be a feminist if you think little boys and girls everywhere should have every opportunity to follow their dreams, lean into their passions, and be everything they were meant to be. You might be a feminist if you think that nothing, not their gender, race, body, income, nothing, should prevent them from having access to everything they need to become everything they want. There's a lot of people that I know out there who reject the feminism movement and who think feminists are crazy. And I look at them and I just think, like, you're feminist and you don't even know it yet. We've been doing this podcast for almost a year now. We launched on Valentine's Day of this year, and it's almost Christmas, which is crazy, and we have covered so much. We've talked about all the terms related to feminism, women in education, current events through a feminist theory, the Bible and feminism. We've talked about what it means to just love people and to support people and also to hold people accountable. We've talked about so much, and through it all, my goal has been that at the end of each episode, you would not only gain a bigger appreciation for the feminist movement and for how feminism is fighting for you, but that you would also be less scared to look in the mirror and call yourself a feminist. I said it, I think, in our very first episode, but that even though I've done so many lectures on feminism and studied feminism and talked about it on this podcast with you guys for so long, I still sometimes have a hard time spitting out, like, oh yeah, I'm a feminist. But I find that with each time I say it and with each thing I learn about it, it's easier and easier and easier because I'm discovering that feminism isn't some label that I've slapped on my forehead to be like, look at who I am, I'm a feminist. It's so inherently part of who I am. I've said this before, but for a long time I was really searching and trying to understand, how come the world is like this? How come these beautiful, strong, intelligent women who I see around me are being turned away just because they're girls? You know, this isn't fair. Sometimes I wouldn't even be able to recognize what was unjust about the situation, but deep down it was just like, this isn't fair, this isn't fair, this isn't fair, and I just hated that. And so as I began to do more research on feminism, because honestly I had to for a class assignment, it was just like this thing that I had so rejected for so long was filling the cracks in my heart with pure gold. And one day I kind of just looked in the mirror and was like, dude, you're a feminist. And it was really scary because that's a big, hot buzzword in today's culture. But I really hope that one day it isn't. And I think we're getting there, but there's so much to cover. So if you're still nervous to call yourself a feminist, I'm right with you. It's a big deal. Especially a big deal because I'm one of those people who does like to know everything about a situation before jumping into it. Like, even when John and I are planning vacations, I have, like, Google Maps imaged every place we want to go. I've charted the fastest route. I've got it down to a science. But with this whole podcast, I haven't really been able to do that because I'm using my voice while I'm still finding my voice and still learning how to best share my voice. So it's a big, long process, and I feel like I will spend forever and a day trying to understand how I can be a better feminist and support those around me, and how I can use this wonderful, beautiful movement to help make the world a better place. So if you don't feel like you're ready, if you don't feel like you know everything or you have all the right answers, listen, you're never going to, so you might as well just try to do good. And you're going to learn as you go along, and you're going to make a lot of mistakes, because Lord knows I have. But at the end of the day, you're doing something brave to bring more goodness into this world, and that is a noble and worthy cause. So for those of you who still, after this entire year of listening to me drone on and on and on, are like, I'm not sure about this whole feminism thing. Like, good for you, but I wouldn't call myself a feminist. I want to give you some time. And I want to give me some time. And I want to give even those of you who call yourself feminists some time to just really let everything we've covered and everything we've talked about sink in. And for us all to have a chance to kind of take a deep breath and recharge and get ready to face 2019 with clear eyes and full hearts. So for the month of December, we're not going to have any new Mrs. Feminist podcast episodes. This is the last episode of season one. Coming to you the first Tuesday in January, we are going to have season two launch, and it's going to be a party. I've got lots of stuff planned. I'm already recording for it, so we're going to be ready to go. And I hope you guys are able to just take a deep breath. It's okay to need to take a step back and go, okay, I've got to process this, because I feel like I need to do that too. There's still going to be a lot of stuff going on to keep you connected, so don't worry. I'm going to have a really special blog post coming out sometime mid-December. I'll let you guys know when, so make sure you're following Mrs. Feminist Podcast on Instagram, and you can also follow me, Alexandra A. Lydia, on Instagram and Facebook and all of that great stuff. We are also still going to be continuing on without pause with our Out of Hiding a Feminist Bible Study, so make sure you are getting connected with that. All the details are on my personal Instagram, again, Alexandra A. Lydia. I've got all the links up there, but you can also check the website, www.alexandralydia.com, and go to the Bible Study tab, and each Friday, usually sometime in the afternoon, is when the new devotional for that gets released. So we've covered a lot in that, it feels like, and we're only on literally the second book of Matthew. Like, so far, we've gone through all these badass women from Jesus's genealogy, and then in the last one that just came out on Friday of this week, we covered how the wise men who visited Jesus when he was a baby, when he was first born, probably weren't actually men at all, or at least not all of them were. There were probably some really badass wise women there. So that's pretty cool. So if you are interested in discovering what the Bible has to say about women and all these women who were present all along, even though they weren't explicitly talked about, check that out, because it's going to give you some great material to talk about at all of your family dinners and Christmas functions. Just kidding. Please don't do that. With all of that being said, guys, you're going to hear back from me in January. That feels like such a long time away from now, but it's going to go by really quickly. So make sure you are subscribed to the Mrs. Feminist Podcast wherever you get your podcasts. Please, 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 please do me a huge favor and rate the podcast. Leave a nice little review. It helps a lot. And I would really like to see this podcast reach as many people as possible, because we've got, like I said, some really great content coming. And I think, you know, I'm pretty funny. I'm a nice gal. But also, this is just hopefully a really great conversation starter. So share it with people you love and who you want to have these conversations with, because I have found that it is much easier to send someone a video and be like, hey, watch this, ... interesting question mark. Sometimes when you're not comfortable with being like, hey, what do you think about Trump's policies on immigration? Sending them a video is a nice soft way to start the conversation. So anyways, do that. Use me. I'll be your bad guy, okay? All right. Have an amazing happy holidays. Happy Hanukkah. Merry Christmas. Feliz Navidad. Yay, Kwanzaa. Ooh la la, winter solstice. All of the things. Happy, 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 merry, merry, merry. If you need me, reach out, guys. I'm here over the holidays. I know it's stressful sometimes. You can email me with anything, your thoughts, your comments, your questions, at mrsfeminist@gmail.com. If you don't want me to talk about it on the podcast, just let me know. That's cool. I'm around. Okay. Thank you so, so much for staying tuned for an entire season of the Mrs. Feminist Podcast, and we are going to be back before you know it. Okay, thanks, guys. Bye. Ooh, ooh, just tell mama I'm okay, okay.